The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia! Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
SME Ministry grapples with 30 billion kwacha loan backlog and 1.2 billion kwacha in unpaid loans. Vice President calls for collaborative efforts to combat drug abuse. In Global News, spokesman says Nigeria military kills scores of gang members in air and ground raids. A very good afternoon to you with the main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises has disclosed that it is facing significant challenges in managing loan and grant applications from small and medium enterprises. Speaking when she featured on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Permanent Secretary Suveta Mutelo has revealed that with a backlog of over 30 billion kwacha in applications, the ministry is struggling to keep up with the demand. Ms. Mutelo has further disclosed that loan recovery is a major issue, with over 1.2 billion kwacha remaining unpaid by beneficiaries. She says to address these challenges, the ministry plans to restructure its loan disbursement process through initiatives such as mandatory training for beneficiaries to equip them with necessary business skills so that they can effectively utilize and repay loans, enhance capacity assessment prior to loan disbursement to reduce the risk of non-payment. And Ms. Mutelo says the ministry has welcomed the increase in SME funding from 300 million kwacha to 400 million kwacha and has called on cooperating partners to support government in strengthening SME capacity.
As a ministry, we are just looking at this empowerment fund and bad repayment trends as a culture of us Zambians. But we need to introspect, we need to understand why are we behaving in this manner and how are we going to help a government that is helping us. Already, the UPND New Dawn government has done a good thing to actually establish this ministry and also bring in more from not being funded to 400 million for citizens to benefit. But why are we giving such kind of laziness and attitude and bad morals towards what the government is trying to help? Imagine if the whole 1.2 billion that we have given out could be paid in 75%. It means we've got 2 plus billion that we can give to so many SMEs. It's really restricting the capabilities of a ministry holding on to these funds that these SMEs are holding on to.
Vice President Mutalina Lumango has called for a collaborative effort to create a society that supports recovery for all, particularly in addressing drug abuse and juvenile delinquency. Speaking at a breakfast meeting organized by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, and the United Nations in Lusaka today, Mrs. Nalumango emphasized the need for stakeholders to partner with DEC in establishing a drug rehabilitation and skills development center in Chilanga. Mrs. Nalumango has urged stakeholders to support the commission in constructing and operationalizing the rehabilitation center. She has highlighted the importance of establishing such centers in all provinces to address the growing issue of drug abuse.
We cannot be content with one facility as we are there, but aim for a national network that reaches every region and every community in need, to the business community, to our international partners. Support us.
At the same event, Home Affairs and International Security Minister Jack Mwimbu noted the lack of a sustainable solution to the increasing number of juvenile delinquents and emphasized the need for rehabilitation centers.
Almost every child in Zambia now has a problem with junkies. Who are these junkies? These junkies are our children. These junkies look forward to our support. They look forward to us to provide a solution. They look forward to us to provide a future. It is therefore our collective responsibility as parents, as captains of industry, government officials, to collectively find a solution.
Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Finance and Economic Development, Siyazongo Siakalenge, says nitrogen chemical fertilizer is by the end of December this year expected to start producing 180,000 tons of ammonia and 300,000 tons of urea fertilizer per year. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony for the initial raw material feedstock loading for the ammonia and urea production in Chilanga this morning, Mr. Siakalenge says the production of fertilizer at the plant will be enough to meet Zambia's domestic needs and generate excess for regional exports. Mr. Siakalenge explains that the plant will help Zambia reduce its dependence on fertilizer imports, saving up to $450 million annually, and has created 3,000 jobs during construction, while 2,000 permanent jobs are expected to be created once completed. He says the expected increased fertilizer production will support government strategy to produce 10 million metric tons of maize, 1 million tons of wheat, and 1 million metric tons of soybeans annually by 2027.
Having already achieved self-sufficiency in basal NPK fertilizers, as a country through United Capital Fertilizer, today's milestone takes us closer to achieving top-dressing urea fertilizer self-sufficiency through the local production of ammonia and urea fertilizer.
Police in Eastern Province have arrested a 32-year-old man from Kalito Village in Chief Mwanjawantu's area of Petauke District for possession of counterfeit notes. Eastern Province Commission of Police Robertson Mwemba says the arrest was made yesterday at around 13 hours at Mwami Police Station following a report by Solomon Jeria from Lopo Village in Chief Mpezeni's area of Chipata District. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect identified as Jackson Tembo was found with 96 counterfeit notes, each worth 200 Zambian kwacha. He says a case has been opened and the suspect is expected to appear in court soon. In global news, the Nigerian Air Force has killed scores of gunmen, known locally as bandits, who were members of criminal gangs operating in Zamfara State, the military has said. The Air Force said in a statement that it carried out a raid in Makari Forest, northwest Nigeria, which was the hideout of the gunmen who were believed to be behind some high-profile kidnappings in the area. It said it conducted the operation after surveillance detected more than 400 gang members preparing to attack a village. We monitored the BBC for other world stories.
Just hours before massive tariffs were due to come into force, the United States and China have postponed the hike for another 90 days. The extended truce allows prevents for now stifling import duties for more than 100% on trade between the world's two largest economies. A joint statement issued by European Union leaders, but not endorsed by Hungary, says Ukrainians must have the freedom to decide their own future. This comes amid concerns Kyiv is being sidelined by Friday's summit between the US and Russian presidents. South Korea estimates that thousands of North Korean laborers are being sent to Russia to work in slave-like conditions. Intelligence officials said Russia was increasingly reliant on North Korean labor to fill a manpower shortage caused by the invasion of Ukraine.
We'll now take a quick break when we return the business news.
A whole new flight for radio. The business news is brought to you by FNB. Health changes everything.
The Economic Association of Zambia, EAZ, has expressed skepticism about government's